Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday, October the 4th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners on tonight, if you will again get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Minister Saron Randis, as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. And you have allowed us to see without hurt, harm, or danger from seen and unseen dangers. You have covered us with the blood of Jesus. For this, we are so grateful. Heavenly Father, we come now thanking you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We know we are not worthy of them. We don't deserve them. But we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your sufficient grace on today. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you stand on your word, and you are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people on today. And we thank you that you have no respect of persons, Heavenly Father. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we come in total agreement as a corporate body of believers, lifting up all those that have believed on tonight. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask, Lord, that you would let those that are in bereavement on tonight feel your love, feel your presence, feel your comforting spirit, and they will realize and know that you are in total control. And you promised us that you would not put on us no more than we are able to bear. Not only those that are suffering in the loss of bereavement, in the loss of loved ones on tonight, Heavenly Father, but we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that have been affected by the tsunami over in Indonesia on this past Saturday, September the 29th. We understand that there's over 900 people that lost their lives. So we know that you are still in control, and you told us that these things were going to happen, the things that we see that's going on in the world. You told us not to be alarmed because these things were going to happen. So we ask that you would move by your spirit, even in Indonesia, because we know that you are everywhere at the same time, and we know that those people are suffering. So we know that you are able to relieve their hearts and minds and spirits and grant them the desires of their hearts and give them what they stand in need of, even in the loss of loved ones, and they will look to the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. So now, Lord, we lift up all those that are listening on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer that something will be said through your man of God, through Minister Ramirez on tonight, through your word, that will touch their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved in his name on tonight, and that they will come to know and fulfill that thy purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we ask that you would help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, so that you will be glorified and the enemy will be even more horrified on tonight after hearing the word, your word, Heavenly Father, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we ask that you will continue to bless and anoint and strengthen Minister Rambis as he continues to move forward in the fulfilling of his God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, maybe you are stuck. You are pushing a door that say pull. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, maybe you are stuck. You are pushing a door that say pull. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcements, I do not have any announcements for tonight, but I would like the listeners to know that after Minister Rambis have delivered the word on tonight, please stay on the line. Please stay on the internet. Do not hang up or do not go off the internet because you want to be blessed by his musical selection after he has delivered the word on tonight. And he is going to be playing for us I Don't Mind Waiting by Prophetess Juanita Bynum. So he's going to be playing that musical selection after we hear the word of God on tonight that's going to be delivered by Minister Rambis. But before he comes forth with the word on tonight, I want to remind you, the listeners, and especially first-time listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens, get your paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word. And why do we ask you to do this? Because God's word tells us very plainly that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we don't want to take it lightly, or we don't want you to take it lightly or for granted. That's why we ask you to get your Bibles out so that you can read along with the man of God as he delivered God's word, so we can see what God's word has sent to us together on tonight. So right now we're going to go to our music break, and I pray that you are be blessed by this musical selection. My world needs you now. So we're going to enjoy this musical break together. We're going to come back and get ready to hear the word that's going to be delivered by the man of the hour, Minister Sharon Rambis. But right now we're going to go to our music break. Enjoy. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If there was ever a time we needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. So I praise the Lord and thank God for that song, and I pray that you was blessed and ministered to by that song, My World Needs You Now. And it was by Kirk Franklin. So right now we're getting ready to receive the word on tonight by Minister Rembus. So now, Minister Rembus, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Amen. Bless God today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God because he's faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promise, and so glad that God is a promise keeper. And right now, we're just excited at the shield of faith because God has manifested his word. He has manifested his promises. He had manifested what was in the spirit down here into the physical, and we're excited, and we got a heart full of thanksgiving for spiritual healing and the physical evidence of the healing for our Bishop James Jennings. And so we thank God tonight for the victory, for the manifestation of victory right here on earth. And so we are excited and we thank in God that he's still a miracle worker. He's still a healer. And he's still got all power in his hand. And so we're excited tonight. And so I'd like to announce that at Greater Shield of Faith, we have our fall revival coming up. Our fall revival 2018 will be held Tuesday, October the 16th through Thursday, October the 18th. And it will start 7 p.m. nightly. Our guest evangelist will be Pastor Maurice Jackson of New Generation Church from Columbus, Ohio. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend, come on out, because what we need now more than anything is to be revived, renewed, and refreshed by the word of God. So if you're not busy, if you're not doing nothing, come on by the Greater Shield of Faith on the east side of Detroit, Crane, right off of Jefferson, for our fall revival. And so we thank God that God has brought us to another preaching moment, another preaching time, another time where we can share and find encouragement and strength in the word of God. So there is a word tonight, and it will be found in Psalm 27, verses 11 through 14. Psalm 27, 11 through 14. Amen. While you get in, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word is strength. Your word gives light. Your word gives life. And so right now, Lord, we ask that you would move me out the way. Use me as your instrument. Use me as your vessel. Use me as your voice to talk and to reach your people. Lord, we ask that you would get the glory out of everything we say and do. Lord, permit me to say everything that you won't say, and Lord, hinder me from saying those things that I should not. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Psalm 27, verses 11 through 14, and it reads, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of thine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And this is our verse we want to hang our hat on tonight, and it says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And so my title for my sermon tonight is just simply, four-letter word that's hard to do, simply is just wait. We live in a microwave society, and waiting is the last thing people want to do. We get road rages and people blowing behind you as you wait for the traffic light to change. And we want everything in a hurry. We want things when we want them. We want success without the studies. And we want salvation without the sacrifice. We want to be an overcomer without the testimony. And the only way to get a testimony is you have to go through some testing. But we are in a right now culture with all the technological advances. And with Google, we search anything and it can be right at the fingertips. We can be privy to information just like that. And this information use to take hours upon hours to research, books upon books to find. Even our food is instant. We got instant grits and we got instant coffee and microwave popcorn. And, you know, I remember when we were growing up, my granny used to cook us grits for breakfast. And we used to have to wait until the water boiled before she poured the grits into the water to cook them. But now you can just pop them into the microwave. And in a minute or so, they're done, and you got your knife and your fork, and you're ready to eat. I remember when she would make biscuits from scratch, and so we had to wait. It was no easy bake ovens, and it was no Pillsbury Doughboys, and you couldn't just pop them out of the can and put them in a pan and put them in the oven and they done. But she used to have to get that old rolling pin and roll the dough and pat the dough and roll the dough. And then she would get the biscuit cutter and cut the dough. I know I got some witnesses out there, but if my grandfather would make them, oftentimes he couldn't find that biscuit cutter and he would use a old soup can to cut out the biscuits out the dough. And so, like I said, I know I got some witnesses, but now waiting seems to be so difficult. And so when times are tough, when things are tight, you find yourself wondering, when will things get better, or even if things will ever change for the better. But yes, I know that life is filled with swift transitions and up one day and down the next. And sometimes it seems like you're behind the eight ball. Sometimes it feels like your haters are getting the best of you and they're winning. It feels like the enemy is trapping you and got you trapped in a corner. Yes, I hear you. I know you said you've been lied on, you've been cheated, talked about, mistreated, and used. But I'm so glad tonight that there is hope. There is hope when we find ourselves waiting on things to change. Waiting on our breakthrough, waiting on our deliverance to come, waiting on our healing to manifest itself, waiting on the Lord. And so tonight, we'll look to our text for guidance and encouragement. And so the first thing I'd like to pull out the text is, it makes a difference who you're waiting on while you're waiting. I said it makes a difference who you are waiting on while you're waiting. In verse 14, David says, wait on the Lord. And sometimes we find ourselves waiting on the wrong people, waiting on the wrong hookups, waiting on the wrong things. We must come to the resolve. We must come to the conclusion who it is that we are waiting on. We must not wait on the White House. We cannot wait on the State House. We can't wait on the mayor or the city council. We can't even wait on our bank accounts, our paychecks. But we must wait on the Lord. We must wait on Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. Waiting. And then the second thing I'd like to point out is David says, be of good courage. Not just to have courage, but be of good courage. Psalm 130 and 5 says, I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. So what David is telling us here is that we are to wait in hope and to wait with hope. The word hope means a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to change. So we can be of courage because we got hope. And see, hope is a powerful force that pulls us through our difficult times and our difficult storms. And so we should always be looking for God. We should always be expecting God to show up some way, somehow. We should always be looking for God to do something on our behalf. But listen, the hard part is we want God to show up when we want him to show up. But I learned that God is not on our time, or he don't show up when we want him a lot of times, but he do show up when we need him. Because it's his timing. And so God's timing is not our timing. But one thing I know I got to witness that, testify with me that God is an on-time God. God is an on-time God. And so we can have courage because we have nothing to fear. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 tells us that the Lord is our helper, and we shall not fear what man do to us. In Romans 8, 30 and 32, Paul tells us that if God be for us, then who can be against us? So I'd like to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to just wait. And then thirdly, the third thing I'd like to point out is he shall strengthen thine heart. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31 says he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So while you're waiting, God is building you up. While you're waiting, God is shoring your footing. And the word says that he shall strengthen thy heart. The heart, the place where Jeremiah 17 and 9 says is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The heart, the place where we keep our hurts and our pains, our offenses. The heart, but he will take the pain away. And if your heart has been broken, he's a heart fixer. He can put it back together again. And so I wonder, have God ever healed your heart? When you were heavy burdened, did he show up and lighten your load? And so now you can testify that he is a burden bearer and a heavy load sharer. And so for me, I don't mind waiting because I found out that when I wait on him, my strength is renewed. And so I don't mind waiting because God is my healer. God is my way maker, my strong tower. God is my leaning post. He is my friend. He is my Father. He is my joy. God is my peace. He's my hiding spot. He's my way in. He's my way out. He's my lawyer in a courtroom, my doctor in a sick room, my bridge over troubled waters. He's my Savior. He's my Messiah. He's my living water. He's my bread of life, my strength, my hope. God is my help in a time of trouble. He's my Redeemer. He's my judge. He's the very breath that I breathe. He's my master. He's my provider. He's my banner. He's my comforter. All I'm trying to tell you is God is my all in all. And so today, if you find yourself in that holding pattern, you find yourself not able to land on the runway of your deliverance, the runway of your breakthrough. If you find yourself circling in life, I want to encourage you tonight to just wait. Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. Don't lose hope. And I used to always wonder why Jesse Jackson used to always say, keep hope alive. And so as I lived and the older I get, I find out that if you lose hope, everything else is lost. But as long as you got hope, you got a chance. And so that's all I'm telling you tonight, is just not to lose hope. Because we got a promise keeper. We got a Savior in Jesus Christ. And so just by chance, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day. Today is the good day to ask him to forgive you of your sins and choose him as your Lord and Savior. May we pray, Lord, we are your children, oh God. Some of us are discouraged by life's circumstances, discouraged by life changes, discouraged by life burdens. I pray that you would keep us while we wait on you, oh God. While we're waiting on you to show up and show out in our situation and circumstances, I pray that our faith will not fail. I pray that our confidence would be increased because of the power in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right and you can't find any answers and you can't find anybody to say no. But I'm reminded of the word that says, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on, you've got to come out of here. I've gone my way. I've gone my way. I've gone my way. I don't mind.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that word on tonight from Minister Rambis, titled Wait, Wait on the Lord. And then the word of God says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage while we're waiting on the Lord. And that is so hard for some Christians to do, is to wait on the Lord. Some Christians, they can wait on everything else, but for some reason they cannot wait on the Lord. So we, as Christians, we must learn how to stand on God's word. He says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage while we're waiting, because God is doing something while we're waiting, preparing us for whatever he has already assigned for us to do, and he always prepares the way before we go to what he's sending us. So we must learn how to wait on the Lord. In such a time as this, we need to be learning how to wait on the Lord like never before. So we thank God for Minister Rambis and this awesome word on tonight. I pray that you was blessed by this word, as I was. And as the spiritual food for thought came to us saying on tonight, and this kind of ties in with this message title, maybe you are stuck. You are pushing a door that say pull. So that's why some people find it hard to wait on the Lord, because we are not doing what the word of God says. We are doing what man say instead of doing what the Lord say. What do the word of God say about your situation? Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? I believe the Lord's report on tonight. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage while waiting. You can still continue to be faithful to God. You can continue to be committed, and you can continue to be humble, an humble ambassador, servant, vessel for the Lord while you're waiting on the Lord. And while you're waiting on the Lord, you will be able to see the signs. You will be able to see and hear the voice of God as he speaks to your soul, to your spirit, through your man or woman of God, as the word goes forth with power. The word of God says, wait, wait, wait. And again, as Minister Rambis said, that it's one of the hardest things for some Christians to do, is to wait on the Lord. Again, I say, we can wait for everything else, but when it comes down to the Lord, we don't want to wait. We want everything right now, instantly. Isn't that amazing how technology has come to the point where everything is so instant now? Even our cell phones, we can get the word of God through our cell phones, and a lot of people do not even bring the word of God, the Bible, to church anymore because they're so used to their phones. Now, what if you lose your phone? What are you going to do if you lose your phone and you don't have the word of God hidden in your heart so you can bring things back to your remembrance? But you're so devoted to that phone, you are you're forgotten about the important things in life. And we need to go back to the old landmark. When we first fell in love with Jesus Christ, when we first started hearing the word of God, how excited we was about receiving the word of God. Something happened along the way. We have so much technology, and we have so many people that are in control, that has hidden motives and agendas, and we are, as Christians, we are being found doing things like the world. The word of God says we are in this world, but we are not to be of this world. And we have found it that some Christians have got it twisted. We want to be just like the Joneses. No, the word of God says, wait on me. What he has for you, it is for you. So you don't have to go around trying to be like the Joneses, getting in debt, buying things that you know that you cannot afford. Then you end up losing your home, losing your cars, because you couldn't wait on the Lord. So I am patiently waiting on the Lord, because I know that while I'm waiting, he's going to renew my strength. And not only for me, but for you that are listening as well. While waiting on the Lord, continue to walk in and fulfill your God purposes in the earth while waiting on the Lord, because he is an on-time God, and he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. If he made a promise to you, just like he made it to me, we have to wait on the Lord, because his timing is always right. See, we see things in different viewpoints and in different sights from what God sees them. See, he sees further down the road than we do. He sees the end from the beginning, and the beginning from the end. So he knows what we are waiting for. He knows when to give it to us. He knows when to release it. Sometimes we want what we want when we want it, but we are not ready for it. We think we are ready, but God knows exactly when to give us what we are desiring for, and sometimes we have to wait for it. So we thank God for Minister Rambis on delivering such a powerful word on tonight. I pray that you have received this word in love on tonight. And again, I cannot stress the importance of just spiritual food for thought. And some people really need to get this embedded in their hearts and their spirits and minds, because that's where some people are, even Christians. We, and I find myself in that place sometimes. And again, it says, maybe you or I, sometimes we are stuck. Why? Because we are pushing a door that we should be pulling. Again, we should be pulling a door, and we are, instead of pulling it, we're pushing it. So I thank God for this powerful word on tonight through Minister Rembers. Minister Rembers, you continue to stand on the wall. You continue to be all that God has ordained and anointed for you to be for such a time as this, because we are truly living in the last days. Can't you see the signs that Jesus Christ is soon to come again? Again, he said in his word, don't be alarmed when we see these different things that's happening in the world today, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, the floods, the rain, the tornadoes, all and the wildfires, and the hate and the envy and the jealousy and the bullying that's going on in the world. All these things, the word of God told us that these things was going to happen. So don't be afraid. So that's why we have to put our hope, our faith, and our trust in God and not in man. Aren't you glad that God is not like man on tonight? God is a promise keeper. He don't forget what he said he's going to do. He never gets amnesia. God never slumbers nor sleep. And I thank God that he has all power in heaven and earth, and it's in his hands, and he is in total control. So he has to sometimes teach us how to wait on him, because he knows what's best for us. And he knows exactly when to give us what we are waiting on and waiting for, that will give him glory. So right now, we're going to close out tonight's show in prayer, as we always do. And I pray again that this word from Minister Remus has been a blessing to you on tonight. And my prayer is that should there be any listeners that are not saved in Jesus' name, I pray that you have received this word on tonight, and that you are able to open your own mouth after hearing the word of God, that you are able now to open your own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and save you and reveal to you what your God purpose is in the earth, that you will be able to fulfill it for God's glory through you in the earth on today. So right now, we're going to thank God for knowing that he is still working miracles, because, yes, I touch and agree with Minister Rambis that God has touched and healed and delivered our man of God, Bishop James A. Jennings, again, and we know that it was nobody but God. Thank God for what he's doing in our bishop's lives, in his life, and not only our bishop's lives, but every faithful, humble, committed doer of God's word. He's still working miracles in the lives of his people on today. So right now, we're going to close out in prayer, and I'm asking our listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who and all that you are. We thank you for your word that has went forth with power through your man of God, Minister Randers. And Father, we pray that your word has been received on tonight, that it has been received in love, and that those that have been waiting on you, that they will continue to wait, and they will continue to have hope. Their hope will be built up and increased while waiting on you, and while waiting on the manifestation of every faithful promise that you have promised to your people on today. Because you are letting us know that sometimes we have to wait, because our timing is not like yours, and you know what's best for your people. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word on tonight. I pray, Lord, that it has been imputed into the hearts and minds of every listener on tonight, that after hearing this word on tonight, they will be willing to wait even more, and their waiting will be not in vain, that you will do exactly what you said you was going to do for your people on tonight and in the very near future. And in advance, we give you the glory, honor, and praise for what you're going to do and for what you're yet to do in our lives, that we can be better doers and humble, faithful saints and committed doers of your word while we are waiting on our blessing and our manifestation of our prayers that has not been answered yet, but we know that they are on the way, because you are a promise keeper. You are not like man. So we bless your name on tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We, again, thank you for your grace and mercy on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit that covers us. We thank you for not allowing a hurt, harm, or danger to come to any of us. We just bless your name on tonight. We know that you're worthy to be praised. We glorify you. We magnify you. We adore you, because you're worthy to be praised. And Father, we pray now that you will continue to bless the listeners, that they will continue to spread the good news about this ministry, this worldwide platform, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. that you would be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we ask that you continue to help us to decrease every day, that so that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, and that you will be glorified through it is our prayer in Jesus' name. So for this, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise. We ask, Lord, that your perfect will be done in each life of every faithful doer of your word, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, we're going to close out on tonight, and we pray that you have been blessed by the message on tonight through Minister Rambis. Until the next time, we're going to close out with If You Ever Needed the Lord, We Sure Do Need Him Now by the St. James Adult Choir and the Reverend Charles H. Nix. So we're going to close out with that song on tonight, and I pray that it be a blessing to you on tonight. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Bear with me just 1 second for our song. Here we go. Praise the Lord. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. We need the Lord. If you ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. Can't you see the signs? The handwriting is on the wall. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, is soon to come again. Will you be ready? So until then, I pray that you are blessed by the Lord, continuously giving God glory, honor, and praise for who he is. He is worthy to be praised on tonight. Again, I thank God for what he's doing in the life of our Bishop James A. Jennings, Jr., and also the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. God is working miracles, and I thank God for what he's doing, not only in the life of our Bishop and Greater Shield of Faith, but he's working miracles through signs and wonders all over the land. I thank God for who he is and that he has all power in his hands. Again, he's not like man. God do not have amnesia. He do not get amnesia. He never forgets his promises. He is a faithful God, and he's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people on today. Aren't you glad that God is a promise keeper? So while we know that God is a promise keeper, that's why we can wait on the Lord, and we can be of good courage while waiting on our breakthrough. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.